Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Hey, want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
What do you call a tick who goes to the moon?
I don't know. What do you call a tick that goes to the moon?
A lunatic. I want to break down all the reasons why this joke is stupid. And it made me really mad, and I thought about it for like an hour after. This is how my brain works. Y'all, if you ever think you might be overly analytical, you've broke down what the reasons why a joke didn't work for an hour.
Yeah, you might want to process that.
Let me start.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to become F-Lee Gailey here. So, usually, you don't, if you're doing a joke, because it's usually a word reveal, you don't mention the, what do you call a tick who goes to the moon? You don't usually mention the word that's already going to be in the joke reveal there. Like, what do you call a tick that goes to the moon?
Lunatic. I get it. Lunatic and a tick. Yeah, I get
it's already that. What do you call something that sucks blood that goes to the moon? That's closer. It's still bad.
Oh, okay.
Then you bring in the idea that like lunatic and moon come from the same roots, Latinate root.
Oh God.
Like that's where lunatic comes from. Like people who were driven crazy by or like by the moon.
I don't think the 50-year-old man who works at Laffy Taffy was thinking about all this.
That's the thing. This isn't even Laffy Taffy style. Laffy Taffy would say pass on this. That's what I'm saying. The geriatric armadillo that writes Laffy Taffy jokes would go, you know, that's just not our style. That's not up to snuff. Anyway, also, there's nothing worse than telling a bad joke before you tell your fiance that you're in financial ruin. This is toe. I literally, there are a lot of things that upset me about this episode. This was my sticking place. I kept coming back to it and how it was a badly constructed joke.
Wow. Wow. I don't know where we go from this. You've completely stalled the show at the beginning. So I hope you're happy.
I'm standing up for I'm standing up for good wordplay, for good jokes. There's not a lot left in this world. I have definitely talked about my feelings about children telling jokes and how it takes a long time and they get things wrong. It's not cute.
I like it.
You feel like you're aging. When my niece tells a joke on FaceTime, like I can actually feel my body start to die. Her comic timing's not really what it should be yet either, because she's 7 or 8. No, she's 8.
We need to move on.
But you know what? I feel like both of us had comic timing that was designed that way.
Well, we were gay. We had to.
That's true.
We had to.
We need to move on.
We need to move on. This is Toe.
I was going to say, if your children tell jokes and you're just waiting, it out and thinking, maybe I'll have a stroke, you're not alone.
Season 5, episode 10. What's this episode called? I didn't get it.
It is called In-Laws and Order.
Oh.
They've gotten really punny this season with
better than jokes.
Lunatic jokes.
Well, you know, Wayne is doing his best. He's doing his best. Or is he? I don't know.
I have so many. That couple specifically feels like the sadness that permeates it feels like a sadness that has to do not just with the situation, but also class and like just the normal existential sadness of the human race. Like it's a John Cassavetes movie.
I like watching it because it disrupts the way she looks and the way, and we've had so many gross South African men. They disrupt my thinking and stereotypes in that she actually has some great emotional insights and he's actually not an asshole. He's just broke.
There's more to it though. He is railing against this kind of masculinity. And he has no vocabulary to get out of it.
But it's like in a this is sad, but it's like in a human way of what I studied in grad school when we study this, not fucking like what normal people do, not the normal way people are affected by patriarchy and systems, but not like what we had with what's his fucking name?
Can you describe him? Here we go.
Human trafficking.
Oh, Ronald.
Ronald.
No,
you know?
Ronald is an addict and a very narcissistic, toxic person.
Yeah, a dangerous, unsafe person.
Ronald is a dangerous person.
But I'm saying a lot of people that, Americans especially, we're fucking dumb or ignorant with geography. So probably a lot of Americans said, well, you know, all those South African men will hit you, you know? And so it's like, I'm glad that we're seeing, this is what a normal mental breakdown looks like in the face of patriarchal pressure.
True. Like you could start
so sad.
To see,
you're so right. It's so sad.
It is. It's crushing to me, this storyline.
Let's just start with them and get it over with since we're talking about them so much. Real quick, y'all. Fully loaded. September.
September fully loaded.
You are being fully loaded by Poodle right now, which no one has ever said.
Yeah, it's
no one has ever said.
It's a real twist, plot twist.
Real twist. So y'all, Selling the OC is out right now. You can binge it all on our $5 poo poo platter tier of RG Plus. After The Altar is out too. The fun's not stopping yet because Love is Blind is coming. And teaser, there might be some more news coming out at the end of September. That's all we can say.
When you say that, I always go, we talk about so many things, but I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Well, you'll have to wait till after the show.
No!
Anyway, okay, I think that's really it, y'all.
I'm still trying to make this joke better.
about that. We got to move on.
I don't think
that's why I want to talk about Wayne and Holly first, so we can just get all this out and then we can focus on the other couples.
So they're going to dinner after he left her by the road without shoes on, where she really did look like a streetwalker.
She did.
With that hair.
Yeah, she did.
She fulfilled the prophecy.
She did look like Tangled. If they made like a, if Christopher Nolan made a movie version of Tangled, it was just her carrying her hair and her shoes.
It's very Bastard out of Carolina.
Yeah.
Just like on the side of the road, looking for a drug, looking for another place to score. Turned a trick. So we are the she's like that. Sorry, and she kind of slurs her words all together. Like when she said, "I really need to live in a gay community." it sounded like a gay community instead of gated community.
It's because her lips are so big.
And she said, "The days leading up to my wedding should be the best days of my life." And I would argue that any woman who's ever planned her wedding would disagree with that. I think the days leading up to your wedding are a nightmare.
Unless you have a wedding planner.
That's true. But I still I guarantee you a lot of women, because
it's a very stressful thing.
It's a very stressful thing. It's just it's a strange thing. It's another reason that she lives in a fairy tale and she has no connection to realism.
None.
She doesn't even have it. And that's what amazes me about this woman is she does come up with insights and she does seem to be rather patient with him. But she has also no connection to, I don't know, her where she fits in the real world. I don't know.
She doesn't.
Anyway, so.
But Wayne's, well, he's going to come clean. He's like, I want to come clean with this.
Clean, let the rain fall down.
You had sex last night, didn't you?
No.
Morning?
I just slept well.
I was going to say, you've got a bunch of energy. Good. I'm glad.
I just slept well.
I mean, you don't get enough sleep anyway, so that's good.
I worry for you. I don't sleep. It's something I've my whole life. And when I do sleep, I feel really good. But yeah, I've just never been someone who slept well. I've been trying to make it a priority. That's why I have an Aura ring. And it has helped. But
good.
Now I sleep well, like 2 to 3 days a week.
Hey, that's better than none.
As opposed to one.
I lived with you, and I remember you never slept.
Yeah, I don't sleep. Yeah.
So
come at me if you don't sleep anymore.
Because send that to Jake it or fake it. I'm good. So he basically says, so look, I'm not, you know, it's not great when someone says, so listen, I'm not broke, but I'm not rich either. He's like, basically, it's like just half the profits that I used to. And by the way, I took out a really big business loan. That's late. And
I'm behind on it.
People are calling me about that. So
some people showed up in my yard last week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're the ones that killed the dog.
It's what this is. And I wrote this down. And because she says, I in her in the moment, I'm going to declare to Wayne when I grew up poor and he had to, I had to be with someone who is financially responsible. And I would be interested to know how she phrased that to him on the phone. In other words,
yeah, we don't know that.
Right. And I'm not blaming her by any stretch for his financial problems, tragedy, ruin. I'm not blaming, but maybe holding that back and basically saying, I'm not going to be with someone who it would make sense. Uh-oh. Well, I can't tell her anything then. It's weird.
Well, it's weird because you feel – I mean, I have a girlfriend right now who literally is in the same situation where she told a guy when she started dating him, like, hey, one thing that's big for me, financial stuff. I don't want to be in debt. I don't want to do that. They, you know, and now they're like 4 years into a relationship and he just came clean to her that he has way more debt than she thought.
And so.
So I think this is a very common thing.
She might have been meaning, if you have debt, I need to know about it.
But I don't know if he heard it that way. You see what I'm saying?
No, he's a South African man, but even an American man would especially if it would hear, especially more.
You better be. You better get your business right, or I'm going to leave you.
Yes, and also like you're not a worthy man if you're in debt. That's what they're hearing, which is not true, but that's what they're hearing.
Right.
So
totally.
I gotta say, I feel like Holly's a fucking saint to this guy.
Yeah.
Through this whole process.
Yeah.
I like her. I want to fix her hair, but I like her.
There's a lot I would change going on there.
But it's just
I would change the style too.
But on the inside, I'm like, you good, girl. You good.
I think she's trying. I think it's also holding herself to this idea that if this relationship didn't work, oh, I finally found someone who's the perfect man, my Prince Charming, to take me away from everything. And also putting so much on it instead of saying you take the good, you take the bad, you take them all, and there you have the facts of life that all men are trash.
Oh, yeah. All men are terrible.
And you're going to maybe take the trash with the good things.
But he also lied to her because
totally.
Because he said, well, I didn't want to tell you the truth because I was scared you wouldn't come. And I went,
right.
Well, that's an asshole. Like, now you're. So then that now your relationship is partly built on lies?
I think this is much more common than people think.
Oh, that's why I brought up, like,
yeah.
I can actually think of like four or five friends that this has happened to, like girlfriends with men.
And what she says is, why can't you trust me like I trust you? And it's, to me, it's not even that. It's not even about her. It is about him not being the man he thinks he should be. And he doesn't think, and after a while, as soon as he doesn't think he's a man, a real man, or worthy of her, that's when he gets depressed. That's when he gets angry. That's because that's the only emotion he can show. And again, I don't think her job should be to like build him up and gas him up and blah, blah, blah.
No, it's not. It's not.
No, but that's what they're dealing with. This man's masculinity is so fragile and it is hanging on by a thread, and it is going to be responsible for the end of their relationship.
I don't think they'll end. I don't think they will.
I think she'll just keep making confessions.
Yes, because this is what women do, not just in South Africa, around the world. This is a textbook example of toxic masculinity and how the feminine is always trying to build men back up.
And this is not even someone, y'all, when we say toxic masculinity, this isn't even the kind where an abusive relationship.
No, but
this
still
is just someone's idea of what masculinity is and how their ideas about masculinity are influencing their relationship now.
And how, again, the latter, I just want to say, the reason why Holly's being so great at being a saint is because women, quote, have to fix this and baby men constantly around the world.
Yep.
So that's who I really feel sorry for, because the women have to clean up this shit because a lot of these men can't clean up their own shit.
Because they're babies.
We just had like 20 sissies who drove off the road and went, yes!
No, it's true. it's true.
That's all I got.
I like Holly's like, it makes me concerned. Maybe he's just bad with money. I'm like, you got a lot more problems, bitch.
You got a lot more problems than that. Oh, interesting. Oh, sorry, go ahead. I thought you were done.
I honestly think if you're thinking about being with someone long-term, marriage or anything like that, you should take some kind of like money quiz and how you both understand money.
100%.
Because I think it's like the number one reason people split up.
It's the number one reason.
I don't know. I just fuck a lot of guys. So I'm probably not the best, too.
You're not the best. I will say, though, it's interesting with Kimberly and TJ. Same thing where this guy, I'm sorry, it just made my eyes roll. Like, we've been hard on Kimberly because Kimberly's been so dramatic, but we have to remember that TJ hasn't been, he's been lying to her as well about what was going to be expected of her in his family. So in a way, someone, remember how he's saying, I'll just wait for her to get over here and then let her know after we're married. So in a way, he partially caused a lot of this, but when he's sitting there talking to her and the brother's angry and Kimberly's like, I don't know. And she leaves wearing her non-pants, whatever she's wearing.
wearing her jean shorts with extensions.
That's extensions.
They're the whole, but the lower half is still extended. It's a
exactly.
Look.
But TJ's sitting there. He's like, I'm trying to fix things, but no one is taking care of me right now. And yeah. I went, well, oh, poor little.
He's a mama's boy.
But again, it's this idea of men expecting these women to take care of them emotionally and not wanting to take care of emotions themselves.
I just think that's a worldwide problem.
No, I'd like to say
that could be fixed, but I don't know. I don't know if men are ever going to collectively wake up.
No, it's going to take a long time, like maybe 500 years from now. It's going to take that long.
Women go on strike.
And by then, the world's going to be exploding anyway. Won't even be here, probably.
Oh, this is a really, really positive show.
I want to talk about
this though. He says Kimberly goes kind of away because she says, I can't be in this toxic environment, blah blah blah. People fought all the time and I won't do it. And she's going to the hotel, which was pre-planned because you can't, you know, traditionally.
She had to go away for a couple days before the wedding. Because remember, y'all, they're getting married in like 2 days.
And this is really interesting. She says she is, and then there was this really scene, really cute scene where the father is just outside petting the cow and like, so this is goodbye, old pal.
Yeah.
It's like, this is my only friend in the house.
He's like, I hate her. I don't like my wife.
My son's a brat and the other one's a baby. And so TJ grabs her and says, please say goodbye to everybody. And Yash says, well, she told me not to touch her. She told me it's so interesting because
you called it last episode. They really are so much alike, Kimberly and Yash.
They are. This also goes into the idea of, and I want to, and this is something, this happens later in the scene, which she later on tells her dad and her stepmom. And she says, they want me to live with them, but they don't want me to be me. And for her, me being me, her being her, is not doing anything to the least bit fit
being,
into
being 100% American.
Yes. And so that's like the false equivalency. Like
beef
that bothers
at homeland. 100% American beef.
That is my biggest problem with her, is it is black or white for her. And she does this thing with her dad and stepmom where she basically says, because who could say no to? He doesn't want me to be me. What do you say to someone? Oh, that's not good. You should never not be you.
She's taking it. It's hard not to take cultural things personally because it affects your personal life. But I go back to, yes, that's on her. And though I want to know more, I would like to know more what their conversations were like before, because yes, she can Google and things like that. But we know different, just culture, there's culture and then there's different families and how they interact. Like, and so the fact that TJ offered no guidance on how conservative or whatever the word is.
Traditional, probably.
How traditional his family is, again, is a bit of, I can't think, not gaslight. What is the word when you surprise someone, whatever that word is. But I can't think of it right now. I'm still, I got a little bit Miss COVID in me, so the brain's still a little slow.
To me, I think she would not be happy with anything but being full on American Kimberly.
I do think that too, but I'm just offering the counterpoint that we can't taking the fact that he didn't prepare her at all, it seems
like. I agree.
His own words.
Yeah.
So it's a bad combination when it's Kimberly.
I don't think this woman would try to fit in or assimilate anywhere.
No, because Jenny and Jen, that's what I'm saying, their personality types are more trying to fit into some type of, you know, Jen wasn't going to do all the stuff. But again,
this woman's too hard-headed.
But again, though, we've seen, though, with all three Indian men that we've seen on 90 Day Fiancé franchise, they've all lied to the women they're dating and not told them what was going to be expected of them. All three of them.
Well, I think someone said that there's this idea of just like, go along. You'll get used to it.
It's like in the days, like when I had a BlackBerry Pearl and people couldn't send you really good pictures then, when you had like that phone or a Razor and you'd be like texting with the guy or whatever, and he's talking about how much you're going to love his dick, he's going to dick you down, all this kind of stuff. Oh, baby, you're going to love this shit. And then you go over to his house and it's a 4-inch dick.
Oh, yeah, because it's all very pixelated. And maybe the picture never loaded.
It only got the lines got halfway there.
And then you weren't loaded.
And then, again, you weren't. So I do, again, I'm not excusing Kimberly, but I do feel sorry for all three of our American women that have traveled to India because they haven't got that dick they wanted.
I'm just going to say this. I feel like TJ is the most responsible of all of those men in some ways, because at least he is not blaming the woman.
I actually think you probably have a, because we definitely not Submit. Submit was terrible. And Jen and Rishi, God, Rishi was so hot.
Yeah.
Rishi, he just kind of did nothing.
Yeah. So later
they really
on,
need a support group.
Yeah. I think they've met sometimes. So there is this idea that she says, I don't want to get married to that family. And she says, TJ's the only reason I'm here. And I kind of want to, and I think she believes out of sheer will that she's going to change thousands and thousands and thousands of years of tradition.
Boy.
And to me, that's the chutzpah.
Mark that on your bingo card, y'all. How many times have we seen that on this show?
Yeah.
I can change it.
But I think she's a lot more, she's definitely the most aggressive when it's come to this is the way it's going to be or I'm leaving.
She's very aggressive. I know this is terrible, but I just had to laugh when she's steaming her wedding clothes and just crying. It was just so sad, but also just so.
There is something about how easily she goes into victimhood that digs at me.
Well, she suffered a lot of emotional abuse, so it's comfortable for her to live there.
Yeah. But Jesus. Y'all, anyway.
Dad and Lisa are in Jaipur. They've arrived.
They've got the flowers. They've gotten their bindies. They
Kimberly's
are there.
Just silently crying.
At the Jaipur waiting. Hilton.
Yes, she's silently crying, waiting for them. It reminds me of like a kid for the first time a mama's boy is sent to summer camp, and they're just crying, waiting for mom on parents' day.
I'm fine. Or when the parents come back and visit, they're like, I'm fine, I promise. And they're like, are you two, you're good, honey? She's like, yeah, we're good. We're good. Your eyes look red. It's just, I was eating spicy food earlier.
But yeah, spicy. Yeah.
She's a terrible actress. She's obviously extremely troubled. And yeah. I don't know. I kind of want to take this whole storyline and wad it up and throw it away because both these people start to really get on my nerves.
I don't feel sorry for them because they both have created this. Who I really feel sorry for is I love Kurt and Lisa. He kind of looks like if Kurt from Sound of Music just grew up.
He does. A little less gay, though.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Later on, she basically
they're trying
has
on clothes,
to,
yeah.
She basically says, so I need to tell you something. We got into a fight in the first night, but we got settled because TJ and I are fine. But his brother called me stupid and trash, and I hate the family. So this seems like, I know she's like, I don't want my parents to hate TJ, but she does want her parents to hate the family.
She does.
She needs her own team.
Again, she thinks that her parents wait. Is going to get the family to change. And again, y'all, not even three
American people can change thousands of years of culture.
Yeah.
But she thinks that they can. And even the, she, so she.
Not even three white women.
Not even three white, they tried. They tried Jen and what's her name? They Jenny. Tried. No, I thought you were talking about Jen and then her two friends, Rocky.
Randy. Randy, Rocky, Randy, and I forget the other one's name. Yeah.
I don't remember. So, okay, so she's telling them this, and the dad's like, and the dad actually, because she's like, because TJ and I don't have any issues. And Kurt, the dad says, well, actually, yeah, you do. That is your issue as a couple. See, because this is your living situation and y'all need to be in a healthy living situation.
And that's what Kimberly doesn't get.
No.
That, and it's, that's the switch that won't flip.
I don't think, TJ gets it either.
You mean, what do you mean? No, TJ just assumes they're going to be living together.
He assumes they're going to be living together, but also he's got this, again, they're both very similar in that they have this like bullish, self-centered optimism that, well, my way will work out. Again, because to be honest, TJ thinks, well, this will just, everything will work out with my family. And he knows his family. And one could actually argue that he's in more of the wrong because he knew what his family was like.
Yeah. No, I agree.
They both are just fucking ostriches with their heads in the sand. I'd rather have my head in an ass.
Dad basically says, if we postpone, you can have some time to think to sort this out. And if not, we've got a ticket back for you. I think she's going to be, she's too determined. I think she's going to still say, I'm going to get in here and make this situation the way I want it to be.
I don't know. I could see her being addicted to the drama and them trying to, so I could see her leaving and her and TJ trying to work and then her trying to convince TJ to move to the US.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah,
That's a good point.
Y'all, let's talk about Shekinah and Sarper. Kind of, I got to say, we haven't had a reaction to a couple, a positive reaction to a couple in a long time. Y'all are loving some Shekinah and Sarper because we all know this is some...
When you mean positive, what does that mean?
I mean, I think people just... It's just looking at pictures of Sarper. There's been so many memes of who Sarper looks like in the world.
I see. How about this? Instead of, I wouldn't say positive. Let's say more chatter.
More chatter. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun for me. So Shekinah.
Yeah, but it's not positive. What I'm trying to say, it's not because we love Shekinah and Sarper.
No.
That's not what it is.
I don't have anything against, you know what? I got to say, I do kind of like both of these people because I will say, you know,
absolutely not.
I disagree because with them, whereas TJ and Kimberly are acting on these pretenses, pretending to be or try to do something they no way could do. Shekinah and Sarper, especially with, you kind of know who they are. He's an escort. It's almost like a Hollywood love story. He's a stripper escort trying to settle down with one woman. And she's a woman with,
a lot of past trauma and probably body dysmorphia.
And dysmorphia, just trying to feel sexy in the world. Coming this fall. This is like, I'm telling you.
It does seem familiar.
This is a new Aaron Sorkin picture.
There had been also a lot of posts. It turns out she was Shekinah. She's tried to have been famous for a while, y'all. She was on.
Yes!
We've gotten your things. She was on The Millionaire Matchmaker with Patty Stanger. So this is not her first foray into reality television.
No.
And yes, she has had, and if you see that first look, a lot of things are different. It also, you could also see how that face looks different on her sister, who had a different type of work done to her face.
Shariah. Or yes. Shariah.
I don't know. Shariah.
Shekinah
and Shariah.
So, y'all, today's moving day.
And Sharonda and Sharona.
Sharona. Well, then Sarper and then the daughter Sophie. A lot of S's. So today's the moving day to Turkey. And Shekinah is very organized in her packing. And she's helping her pack. And basically, saying, my sister and I don't always see eye to eye. She's like, but I want to make sure they have nothing to worry about. Well, Shariah jumps in and says, well, here's the deal. Sis, you let me read your messages, and he's throwing fits and talking about being this alpha male. And
I just think it's cute.
And when she says that's cute, that makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck, y'all, because people don't choose who they need. People choose their people right. choose familiar? Their patterns. So I guarantee you her pattern has been she's been with very rich, wealthy, powerful men who are used to controlling her.
Or young, hot men with hot bodies who have no money, who are super aggro, who want to control her.
Game recognizes game.
There's nothing in the middle for this woman.
No, no.
So she says, oh, it's cute. And then we also find out she's not been allowed to share anything on social media because he says, oh, you'll just get a lot of women saying, oh, don't be with him. He's a player. Blah, blah, blah. And...
He said, he'll be too much for you. Please don't do that, honey. Too much.
I just, this is amazing how she just goes with it. That really is revealing about her patterns.
It
that,
is.
Yeah. So, and then it she's is. Like, but I had things of my own. He has to stop smoking. He has to stop training women. And the sister's
so he
like,
has to stop training women completely, y'all. Just yeah. think about that. That's his job. He's starting, you know, and she's like, no, because you're only going to fuck the women. That's what every woman does with a personal trainer.
Sounds like a good bit of trust they've got going on.
Again, she's probably done that. I guarantee you she fucked her personal trainer, and that's why she doesn't want him to do it.
They are. I understand what you're saying. They're a little more transparent than a lot of.
Yeah.
Let me say this. They're less complicated than some of the other couples.
The heart of toe.
Yeah, you're good at calling people the heart of the show. So, you know what I decided though? The sister, the work she's had done, she looks like Jasmine from Jasmine and Blake. You know, the girl from Finland. It's that kind of generic nose job.
Who are
and fillers.
Still together.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? It's that generic look.
They went to Turkey and got their face done.
Yeah.
It's the same look.
That's why they were in Turkey. Hashtag Bodrum.
Hashtag Bodrum. That's what they all have that same look.
Yeah.
Which is fine. They look great if that's what you want to look, actually. They're beautiful women.
I think it's fine. I just wish it wasn't the same look.
It's fine. They're not talking about their plastic surgery. So Darcy and Stacey are different because they talk about it a lot and everything. So they're not talking. So I don't think it's, again, I actually going to say this with Shekinah. That's the least interesting thing about her because I need to know all about this. I need to know about decades of what happened to you, girl.
Yeah. So anyway, it's moving day, Auntie Shrew. We are packing, and Sophie, her daughter, is there, who is beautiful, and she loves her boarding school.
She started that in high school.
And Sophie's some of the stuff I was hearing about upstairs, it's weird. This whole alpha stuff, I would like puke in someone's face. I love the honesty of teenagers.
I do too. Yeah, because...
The complete and utter, the way they stand up to their parents, which I could never do at my time because I was like, God, Chaper, what you say to me?
No, yeah. I mean, I could probably a little bit more just because I relate to this and that, y'all, Sophie and Shekinah are best friends.
Yeah.
Even Sophie says, she's like my sister, but like my mom. But, you know, but she's still my mom, but she's less strict. It's like my sister.
Sounds great.
I mean, yeah, she's your sister, not your mom. But Shekinah was like to her sister, Shakira, or whatever her name is. Shakira.
It's not a bad Shakira, actually.
I got a new nose.
Your Shakira and your Jewel are eerily similar.
It's different.
Whenever, wherever, I'm gonna find a person trainer. I'll be caring, and that's it. I'm not. I'm a snow more.
Oh
So y'all, basically she says, this relationship has to work out. I want to show my daughter that I finally found the right person.
So Sophie even says, like, and when she's going to leave, she's like, I don't know about the signs he's giving you, Mom. Make sure to follow your own advice you give me. Shekinah's crying. They're hoping for the best. They're hoping for the best.
Meanwhile,
it's raining, man. How are you saying that in Spanish?
I don't know what rain
is. Hey, Siri, how do you say it's raining men in Spanish?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Something went wrong.
Please
try. Something went wrong. I don't like it.
Something went wrong.
Siri just fucked up.
Y'all, guess what?
Oh, está lloviendo hombres. Está lloviendo hombres. Aleluya. Está lloviendo hombres.
Está lloviendo hombres.
Okay. So, have you been to this gay bar in Mexico City?
I have not.
I have.
You've been to Almacen?
Yes, we went when I went for it. And I'll tell you this. The cameras shut off, and afterwards, the dancers get fully naked.
Wow. I've just got to say, I looked up Almacen, and it's basically like the warehouse or the depot. So it's very Home Depot.
Yeah.
Like the store, the warehouse.
Yes. Like, love it.
So, y'all, Armando's mom is packing Hannah up, and now that she's gone, get the lube out, the poppers. It is time to have a gay weekend.
Está lloviendo, hombre.
Yeah. Kylie Minogue just starts playing as soon as the mom shuts the door.
Yeah, the door shuts, and you start hearing Padam.
Get on Grindr, Armando. We need to find a couple.
I was shocked that this is Armando's first time in a gay bar. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, he did not have a growing up because he kind of like his coming out was probably a lot on the internet, very gradual. And then he was a parent. So he kind of had to grow up. He didn't get the wild gay life.
Oh, it makes me so sad that someone hasn't been around Go-Go Boys. So sad. Because it's my favorite, y'all. I love it.
You are an aficionado
of the
Go-Go.
Literally, a friend said he owed me $40. I said, just give me 40 and ones the next time we go out.
I can appreciate what they do. I don't want to be... It's not
You're
for
afraid
me.
Of MRSA.
I'm afraid
That's
of MRSA.
That's a big
MRSA,
fear for you.
But also, it just doesn't do a lot for me. Mostly because if they're into me, it's because I know
they're
want
not
money.
Into me. They're not. Yeah, I don't care.
I'm not interested.
I will say, so they go to this bar and they're having a drink, and all of a sudden the guy comes out and you see Armando's face of what is happening. And as soon as he takes off his clothes, Armando looks like a kid in a candy store.
He does. And he's like, secretly, I'm like, take it off, take it off. We saw Armando breaking gay.
It's true.
Like, you know, breaking bad. He's breaking gay.
Now, it's interesting, y'all, because y'all would think that, I bet a lot of you are going to think, in this case, I'm more of an Armando and Jake's more of a Kenny. I will disagree, because I have been taken Jake to where those, and I usually get a couple of drinks in Poodle, and then I give him money, and he doesn't want to waste the money.
I don't like it.
And I make him go. So I'm like Kenny, but that thing when Armando was like going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what, that is 100%. Y'all, Poodle gets so shy. When a guy dances on you, you get so shy and you throw your hands up like that. And it is the funniest thing. It makes me laugh hysterically.
They're invading my space and I'm not the aggressor. So I don't know how to act.
He doesn't know how to act. It's hilarious.
Also, I just know there's a part of me that they just want my money. So it's a little bit like I don't want to buy in.
Oh.
I need to be desired.
High maintenance. That's what that means.
So, y'all, he's enjoying it. And at one point, Armando says, he's eating me up, or am I eating him up?
I know when Armando said, I'm crazier than you think. And I wrote, this is gay rights, TLC. This is gay. This when have we seen this? This is gay rights.
I like that they were wearing hard hats.
Yes.
all the employees were wearing hard hats. I guarantee you there are, were there theme drinks? Yes. Like with all, I really hope people were in like orange vests.
Oh, I got to say, in Mexico City, they go all out, and they all take Viagra. So they've got hard-ons for like 4 hours just dancing with these huge erections.
You were in heaven.
Well, I was in a relationship at the time, so I had to be, you know, but if I went back now, you would lose me in that city. Don't know where I'd be.
Is it? I wonder what women think about women and men who are in – women who are in relationships with men – because you were in a relationship back then, and they had no problem with you going to a strip club with men putting their dongs out?
No. Yeah, they had no problem.
But I wonder if it would work in a heterosexual couple, if a woman would have the same issues.
I don't know. You know, a lot of women, they were talking about this on Last Resort. So good, y'all. I'm going to be doing in like a week. I'm going to be, Amy Archer and I are going to be talking about Last Resort. So do an episode. So okay. That's going to be coming up. And then Kim and I are still going to talk about the series too. But, you know, especially I know this a lot in Dallas, like a lot of women, Kelly talks about how he and Molly will go to strip clubs together.
Right.
But I don't know if my sister-in-law, she's been to a strip club, I think, with my brother.
Yeah.
But she's not a fan of him going alone.
I think the difference is, I understand. I think it's a difference of kind of like male-male couples a lot of times too. But I think also a gay club is very different than a strip club. Think about it, because there's more propensity to hook up. So I wonder.
Also, Kenny and Armando are both into what they're watching.
That's true.
That's a big deal too. So
yeah. I wonder for male-male couples. I think it's a very different type of relationship, because at least 60% of the couples that I know, or maybe 70, are open relationships. So
you know, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do.
We
should have saved them for last, because now we got to talk about Johan and Miserable Bitch.
Esmeralda the fortune teller. We're in that era now. I expect her to have like jewels all over her hands.
Her hair looks so dumb. She's like sitting back, laying back, and she does look
like a fucking idiot.
She looks pretty.
She really just looks like an idiot. Now, I felt sorry for her this time. This is a
this problem is very common, sadly, where, you know, you have a, where she wants to have a baby for Johan, but he kept saying, uh-oh, your breasts are tender, blah, blah, blah. Is that her baby? And she's like, and I really wish you'd stop saying that because it really, I feel like I'm letting you down every single time. And God, I hate it when she makes you, she's really good at this by creating vulnerability. And I hate it when she does that.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. Does she really feel bad? Because I don't know if I believe it. She's been so selfish in this relationship. I love that he got an interpreter because he's calling her bluff, because she's been saying now for a year, she'll say, you just don't understand what I'm saying because of the language barrier. That's why. And so finally he's like, fuck this. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
She walked in and she has to make a joke. Oh, I thought this was a threesome. And I guarantee you, she was trying to act like she was okay with it, but her eyes said everything when the interpreter walked in.
Oh, yeah. And also, too, I got to say, there's not much to them. They talk, and he finds out. He says, no, I won't ask you about, but I'm kind of like, did she just get what she wants? Because she doesn't want to have a baby. Well, and they're still trying to have a baby. Remember, y'all, there's like a 1% chance. Yeah.
Which means he's reorganizing her organs nightly.
Yes, with his huge dong. And so they're just doing
shifting over her gallbladder. Yeah. It's like that little game that you would play in Cracker Barrel, the tiles.
Uh-huh, exactly. Why would you say, now on Hash Brown Casserole, why would you say that to me?
Rearranging. We'll put the spleen here for more penis.
So if she's doing, so to me, I thought, well, he said, well, let's just try without science or anything for a few more months. And I honestly think she's like, I think eventually he's going to want to, maybe he'll give this up.
I totally think that's what she's.
So you saw her as being vulnerable.
She doesn't want to. No,
saw her as manipulative.
Here's why I thought she was being vulnerable.
Why have we switched?
When she said, it bothers me that I feel like I'm failing you. And I think that's an honest feeling. It could have been in an attempt to make sure, kick the can down the road. She completely white knuckle controls this relationship.
100%.
And so anything, that's why they're never having a baby. Never.
I don't think they're ever going to have a baby.
Because the baby would mean someone would come before her. And she's already had kids. As she said earlier, I've raised basically thousands of children because I was a teacher.
Look, I'm going to say this. There are some teachers, I know a lot of them, that do raise people's kids practically. And I would argue and say probably Mrs. Harris when kids were massaging her shoulders, or Coach Trueblood when he... Coach Trueblood, when he, I think, bought alcohol for some students, and they ended up running. He was a driver's ed teacher, and ironically enough, got drunk and ran into the school with his car.
Man, that happened.
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. He was the worst scientist. We just read aloud in class. I think Bill George. I'm going to say this. I'm not coming at teachers.
How is the educational system in Oklahoma still functioning?
Because it's like,
it's not.
It could be fucking Florida. That's Florida's true. Doing now with their new fucking test. That's
no
like,
one's got any libraries. No one's
guys,
got.
Don't take that CLE test. It's garbage. What an idiot. Anyway, I'm going to say this, but I had a lot of good teachers. But I have to say, it was like 50-50 compared to like good teachers. And then like, teachers that didn't give a shit. Danielle she did not raise people's children.
Yeah. I think I had a lot of teachers who made a big impact in my life. But like, I think for me, it was probably more like teachers who were good was like probably 60-40, 70-30.
I had a lot of
middle
school.
My middle school teachers weren't great.
My middle school teachers were terrible. I had a lot of terrible.
You know what? I feel sorry for people who have to teach.
It's terrible. Actually, I have to say probably the best teachers, besides like the four or five teachers I had in high school that were really good, my elementary teachers were fantastic.
I don't remember a lot of mine.
But
I remember some of them being in very shaming.
Yeah, look, y'all, if someone's going to post about teachers being great or not in the Facebook group, I'm telling you now that's not going to happen because that's going to trigger people and we want to support teachers. So I'm not saying we're not supporting teachers. I'm just saying like any profession, podcasters, whatever, there are people that really do good in the world and then there's Danielle.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I feel like we switched because you cut her some slack this episode and I'm like, I did. Fuck her. Well, I just feel shit.
I just know there are a lot of women do feel disappointed sometimes. Maybe they feel like they're disappointing their partners.
And they're not Danielle. Maybe Miss Kova's made me vinegary.
Maybe.
That's all I have.
But she does say a last minute. I'm like, oh, there we are. There you are, Danielle. She's like, oh, isn't it great? We can really communicate. And when you learn English, it's going to be even better. I'm like, there's the girl I know.
Not even though she moved to a Spanish-speaking country.
There's the dog, the bounty hunter that I love.
Y'all, she's the one that moved to the... Yeah, whatever.
She still is a very worthy nemesis for me. When I look at the 90-day pantheon, I respect the work she does as a villain. I do. I respect it.
That's all I got.
It's not like someone like Tion who is vile, and I don't understand how she works. No. I don't understand how that person works.
I don't either.
Yeah. What a vile, just insipid, awful person. Anyway, that's the
show. Está lloviendo hombres. Aleluya. Está lloviendo hombres. Oh, sí. Yes. Kenny and her. This is what I'm saying right now. They probably don't listen, but I'm telling y'all. Next time Kenny and Armando are in Los Angeles, I'm going to take both of them out to see the strippers of L.A. Drinks on reality, gays. I'm using the company card.
Not strippers, though.
Yeah, I'm getting the money out of the
much. Egg. You'll spend too much. No, I'm going to give you, before you go out, I'm going to give you the ones that I will let you put in their G-strings. No, because you can't go to the ATM. You blow way too money on strippers. You're already charging the $40 due to that Colombian man on Chatterbait to be your friend.
He is my friend. All right, everybody. That's the show. You go to realitygays.com. You know where to find everything about us. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Leave a 5-star review. If you don't know what to write, you can always write, "Keep going, Queens." KGQ.
Yeah, KGQ.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poodle?
Yes. And if you've ever watched your mother take your daughter outside the door and slam it, and if you've ever said, "Honey, get the douche."
Wow.
Esta hombre.
CCC.